Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Wallahack. Wahalik. We'll go with that, yeah. Kemper County.
All right. I feel like I've heard that before, but I can't place it. I could be wrong.
I mean, is there a sign for it on the way down to Hattiesburg or something, maybe?
Maybe.
The only city
It's on that side of Kemper County.
The only city I know in Kemper County that I see going down is Electric Mills, and that sticks in my head. But Wahalik, I don't know.
That like Siples Mills?
I don't know what it is. It's just the sign.
You want to get some good grits and cornmeal, go to
Siples Mill. Yeah. Electric
Very interesting
Mill.
Place.
Electric been, Mill is what it is.
That place has been around for like well over 100 years.
Okay. Check it out. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Robbie, our friend Maria, who lives in our neighborhood, sent me a picture of what she did for the 4th. She had a big old tomahawk ribeye, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Like it had to be as big as my head. I couldn't believe it. It's like, I should have come to your house. Goodness gracious.
Could have got a nice swim in, a tomahawk ribeye.
So, I hope you guys had a great 4th, and I hope beef was on the menu. And if it wasn't, well, guess what? There's always this weekend. We are in grilling season. It's time to cook out. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Or, hey, you don't want to cook? Let somebody else do it for you, man. We got great steakhouses up and down the state from one end to the other. They're easy to find, and they're great to go to. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Hope you took advantage of the 4th of July sale. And if you missed out, well, it won't be too long before there's another sale at College Corner. They're always running off great specials and great deals for you. And if you need new gear, the place to go is College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, ridden by Fleet Feet, flowing by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to enjoy a fantastic lunch in the city of Starkville, if you are a blue plater, you like to get the meat and the veg and the cornbread, there's no better place to go than Restaurant Tyler. We love a trip to Restaurant Tyler, and you will too. If you want to have a great meal this week or any week when you're in Starkville, place to go is Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only they're going to help you manage your money and invest, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need them on your schedule, you need a bank that provides the level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. So I had a little fun with one of my guests, a friend of ours, our friend Carlo Barone from WCBI Sports at the cookout. Yes. I got to tell you this. So Clarence was at the cookout.
Oh, gosh.
So for those of you.
He's a big Ole Miss guy.
Let me get to that, though. So Clarence is a friend of mine. He's a black guy, and he's an Ole Miss fan.
And he's a great guy.
He's great, great. So.
And he's a wrestling fan.
He is. That's right. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, Clarence, let's get Carlo. And he's like, all right. He knew exactly where I was going. I was like, Carlo, come here. He comes in. I was like, I want you to, next time you're up north and the people are talking about how intolerant the people are down here in the South, I just want you to look right there and see that I let Clarence come to my cookout today. All right? I let a person like him into my house. I let a person, I mean, I had to
Started speaking
swallow,
derogatory of him.
I had to swallow my pride to let a man like Clarence come into the house. Carlos was turning red as a beet. He was just looking at me, and I finally was like, I mean, for me to let an Ole Miss fan in the house is telling you something. And Carlos was like, oh my God.
That's like an old that's an old school like dad joke right
Couldn't breathe.
there.
Clarence and I were dying.
I wouldn't be caught dead in the same room as this man
This
in any other
man,
situation
but I
because he's an Ole Miss fan.
because he's an Ole Miss fan. Oh my God, it was so funny. It was so
I had a Miss cookout.
he was literally as red as a beet, trying not to like he thought I was being completely serious and racist at the same time. I was like, nope, just an Ole Miss fan. So
That's great.
yeah, we
What
had
did
to
you
go.
have it? What did you have on 4th of July?
We did ribs, chicken, did some big sausage and cheese platter. I did some sausage balls. I made sausage balls for the first time ever. They came out really
Oh,
good.
you've never made those?
I always leave them to other people, but I made them
I
fine.
love good sausage ball.
They were good. Well, if you want to come by the house, I got some leftovers. You can have some.
Go on.
Did a pasta salad. Did some three twice baked potato casserole, and some corn on the cob. And then Jennifer did a. She did Oreo balls, but she did them with the toffee Oreos.
Oh.
So good.
I bet those are good.
We had some homemade s'mores and some strawberry shortcakes too.
Oh,
So
cool.
it was good. Good time. Everybody had a good time. My mom came over too. That was nice.
Yeah.
She's getting out. She's breaking free on Thursday.
Awesome.
So we finally get her back home. I'm excited for that. She is too, as you might imagine. All right.
We had,
Go ahead, go ahead. Yeah, tell me about
yeah, I know
your.
you didn't care anything about
I
what
didn't
I had to
care.
say, but
I
and
don't.
over the next 5 minutes when I'm talking about this, you're gonna go, okay.
No, I'm not gonna do that. Go ahead.
You're sitting on your phone text like you are now. No, we had my cousin's husband, he stayed up all night and did 6 Boston butts on a Traeger.
Six. Good Lord.
Six. And then my other cousin, my mom's first cousin, I think he did some picanha. And it was very
Oh,
good.
okay.
Yeah, with American Wagyu, it was,
Oh,
yeah, it was really good. I had that yesterday for
so much
lunch.
for my ribs. Good Lord, you're smoking.
And of course we had all these diff I mean, I don't know if you saw on Facebook where I was tagged in this picture of our family photo we took at this thing,
I don't think
but
I saw
it
it.
was like over 50 people. Like it
Wow.
was, we have a very big
I mean,
family
six
gathering.
butts. Yeah, I got you'd
Yeah.
eat that much. Yeah.
So, and then yesterday we still had some of us cousins around. So I go across the street to my aunt's house that they don't live here, but that's like our family gathering place. And so like a lot of people had left. Yesterday we still had some cousins left, and we did a couple racks of ribs on the Traeger
Ooh.
with some corn on the cob, two different pasta salads, the ranch pasta salad and an Italian pasta salad. We had a couple leftover desserts. It was a really good 2 days of eating.
Love the fourth, man.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
It's good stuff. All right. Today's show. We're gonna talk some baseball on today's show. By the way, also, in case you know, here in the studio, the air is not working properly. So if you start seeing like a little bead of sweat, I can't help it. I got the fan
What's
on me.
happened?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
It's hot,
It's hot.
and
It's
you
hot.
turned it down, and still not.
So apparently it's running water, like the carpet's wet back there. So we had to
Oh
turn the air
boy.
off. I've got it on here. I'm like, I don't care about the carpet. I'm just going to tell you, I don't care. I'm gonna try to cool it down a little bit, but it hasn't run for like a day, so it's just hot in here.
Oh,
So
okay.
I even said, if you're watching this on our YouTube channel and you're like, man, hey dad, sweating. Yeah, that's why.
Sweating like a pig.
Anyway. Mississippi State picked up one of the spots that we've been talking about for the past few weeks on the recruiting front for Mississippi State was the shortstop position. Drew Weyers, whose numbers, Robbie, I know he's at Bryant, but what do we always talk about how, if you're a good team, you should beat a bad team badly. I would say the same thing here. If you're a great player playing in a lower competition, you should have ridiculous numbers. And this guy does. You know, double-digit home runs. He hit 400. His OPS is 1.2. Against lefties, it's almost a 1.6. That is a he hit 500 against lefties. Basically, lefties can't get this guy out. Very interesting player. And another one of these guys that I don't know how much heads up we had. I don't know that he was on the target list for Mississippi State that we had. The private target list, obviously he was. But the public one, that's the first time I heard his name is when I see that he's committed to Mississippi State. But this is a really good piece, and that shores up that middle infield for Mississippi State. I feel like we're pretty close to being able to put together what we consider a potential lineup for the Diamond Dogs.
Yeah, it's getting close. The draft is going to answer a ton of questions. And, you know, this is a guy that could go in the draft. I don't know. I truly don't know about a lot of these players. You know, Aiden Till, you know, the Vitas Valinkas is draft eligible. Mm-hmm. Blake Vivas is draft eligible. Evan Sierry, Garrick Fry, Noah Sullivan. Like, a lot is going to be known after this draft. And hopefully this is a guy that you keep, because I think it answers a lot of your questions there in the middle infield. He could play second base. He could play short. You know, you could see Ryder Woodson in there at one of those spots. I could see Sean James at second base. They've got options. That's what I really like about what they've done with this transfer portal haul so far, is they have options here. You know, it doesn't matter who they lose. You should be able to slide somebody in, and you should feel pretty good about this lineup. I'm at the point now with the starting lineup that whoever they put out there, I feel like they're going to have a strong starting nine. The you know, Kevin Maluski is not – you got your catcher position. You don't have to worry about that. You know, you don't I feel like you're going to have a solid first baseman no matter who it is. I feel like you're going to have three really good outfielders. There's some question marks with the middle infield as far as defense a little bit, because, you know, Ryder Woodson – didn't play a ton for North Carolina State, at least not prolonged. You know, Sean James is still young, and I don't know where they want to use him. But I feel good about either of those three somewhere in the lineup and playing in the middle infield. And mm-hmm. then Ace Reese, he might make some mistakes at third base, but it's not anything that's going to overshadow what he does at the plate.
I feel like people
I mean, he wasn't bad.
I mean, he had errors, but I'm not expecting Brooks Robinson over there. Just, yeah, he had a few errors. It wasn't anything. There was not a game where I was just like, man, Ace Reese is killing this team out there. Like the way Sawyer Reeves and Garrick Fry did at second early in the season, Ace Reese was never like that.
I never thought that Ace Reese just cost Mississippi State the baseball game with his defense.
Right.
Like, I never did.
Right.
And State, let's be honest, like in the past 10, 12 years, how many, like, legit third basemen have Mississippi State had? Like, that's been a position that's been a struggle for them to find a guy that's just automatic.
I mean, you go back to, like, 2016, they had Gavin Collins over there. He's a converted catcher. Like, what Alex Detz?
Alex Detz and Jared Parks are, like, the two solid third basemen that I can think of. And, like, I'm not gonna lie here, like, just about every time the ball was grounded to Ace Reese, I did hold my breath a few times. Just like, is the ball going to get – is he going to throw it over the guy's head? And it really wasn't as bad as we all thought it could be. Because we all thought that could be a bit of a problem there at third base. I thought he did a solid job, and he's only going to get better. So I'm not concerned with third base. I'm really not concerned at this point with the middle infield either, and especially if Wires is your guy at short, I think he can handle that just fine. I was really impressed talking to him in my interview that I had with him. I was really impressed. He's a professional kind of kid. I mean, he's just, you know, very humble, very observant, and I thought that he's saying all the right things. I don't really get the sense that this is a guy that's going to be a major draft risk, but I just don't know. I mean, you don't know with these players. You don't know what their numbers are. You know, David Mershon signed last year, despite being a guy that could come back and have another leverage year.
Yeah.
And I thought State could probably pay him what he was making in minor league, if not more.
I think we can
That's
Big
a
drop off
guy.
left.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a guy, like, you really thought you were going to hold on to him based on the numbers, but some guys just want to go pro. And he was ready to go pro. He had just gotten married, I think. He was ready to start his career. And so that's the weird thing about this draft is you just don't know. And I think in this era of college baseball, Mississippi State has a chance of bringing in great players to play at Mississippi State more so than they did in the past because of what they can do with NIL. But there's a lot of players that don't really care as much about the money and they're just ready to start it. So we're going to have a lot of questions answered after the draft. And it was like I was saying the other day, I just don't think that this is a draft that I look at that is like if Mississippi State doesn't have all these things fall right, you know, they could have a tough year next year. I think regardless of what happens, they should have a really good team.
Yeah, it feels like most of the damage the draft is going to do to Mississippi State is going to be on the high school side. You know,
Yeah.
you'd love to get the Parker brothers here. They'd be great players for 3 years for you, but that seems unlikely to happen. You'd love to get Landon Harmon and Jack Bauer here. Those guys could be, you know, huge pieces of your rotation this year, and then, you know, maybe next year be ready to be your Friday and Saturday guys. But you know, that seems unlikely to happen. But of the guys that are currently on the roster, including the transfer portal guys, I think you're going to more or less come out unscathed. What about in the outfield right now? You know, we have, you know, you got Bryce Chance, Aiden Teal, James Nunnally, Blake Bevis could be your first baseman, could be an outfielder. Vito Valinkas could be your first baseman, could be an outfielder. It feels, just going back to what you were saying, like there's just a lot of options right now for this team.
Well, they've done a really good job at mapping out this whole transfer portal deal, and you've basically put yourself in position that you should have good players regardless. Looking at the starting nine, the potential starting nine, and I don't know how it shakes out with the outfield. I gotta think that Chance is probably gonna lock down an outfield spot. This is a guy that's coming up on basically being a 4-year starter for Mississippi State. You know, he's announced he's coming back, so I don't expect the draft to be a problem for you there with him. It sounds like he just wants to finish out his work at Mississippi State. Nunnally is probably locking down an outfield spot as well. He was really good as a freshman last year for Virginia. So the question is, what happens for you at that third outfield spot? And Aiden Teal obviously answers all your questions there. Potential leadoff batter. One of the best hitters on the team, and he's a legit outfielder. That would be huge to survive the draft with him, but I have a feeling he's probably going to go. He's a third-year guy. His brother's already in the MLB.
Does he
Something
have a
tells
leverage
me
year if he wants to come back, or
he
is
does
that
have a leverage year.
okay?
But the one thing I think a lot of times we don't consider is they look at these guys being older players too. When you get to 22 or whatever, like even if you are a junior and you have a leverage year, you could be 22, 23 years old or something. That plays a factor in it as well. So I don't know what's going to happen with him. So the question is, what happens with that third outfield spot? But here's the thing. You have players out there like Reed Stallman, who is a perfectly capable player to insert in the lineup that you know has done something. So if something happens with Teal, well, you slide in a guy that was a starter in the SEC last year that has the potential for 15 to 18 home runs. That's not a bad option there. You know, Vitas Valinkas, he could play outfield. He could play first base. They have options. I'm really intrigued to see how it all shakes out. I'm ready for all the smoke to clear so we can talk about who's lining up where, what the positional battles look like, because there's going to be battles. We're still not going to know what spots locked down or not. So it's going to be really fun to watch. I think that this has the potential to be one of the most talented teams Mississippi State has had in quite some time.
If you're talking about a guy like Reed Stallman being your fifth best outfielder, that's a deep roster. That's a good
Well, I
roster.
mean, we're sitting here talking about we've done it on the message board and done it on here. Like, what happens with Noah Sullivan and Garrett Fry? I think Garrett Fry could get drafted, and he could go. I think it's a possibility. But what if he doesn't?
Yeah. And
what if you
have
Aaron Fry, Noah Sullivan, and Reed Stallman and those guys back? I mean,
Sullivan's so interesting because, like, you don't have a lot of defensive reps with him, right? You're like, where are you playing him at the next level? Nobody's drafting a DH, I don't think. You know, you got to be like somebody who can play out in the field and he can also hit and maybe turn into a DH. But
then next year, I mean, like, you could use him in spot duty and pitching. You don't have to use him as a midweek starter because your pitching staff has now garnered depth.
Yeah.
So, like, I just feel like they've done such a good job at setting themselves up to not having to rely on surviving the draft, that they could get hit relatively hard here in high school and transfer portal players. And, you know, you could lose Evan Sieri in this draft. You could lose Nate Williams, two guys that I thought they had some good moments for Mississippi State on the pitching side of things. You could lose two of your better hitters in Garrett Fry and Noah Sullivan, or one of those two. And you still come out of that, and your team is better than it was last year.
Yeah.
That's a really good job of roster construction. That's having a plan, executing the plan, and being prepared.
And they're not quite done yet, right? They do. I mean, they probably need another catcher, maybe, you know. And then at first base, it could be Beavis and it could be Valinkas, but it's also very possible that if Chris Arroyo, the Virginia first baseman, doesn't get drafted, he could end up being a late transfer in. I feel like there's probably a couple more guys we're going to see added to this class. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I think we see at least one more pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I would go get another catcher, a guy that could just compete for that spot. Can you go find a Johnny Long, a veteran, a good locker room guy that's going to work hard? Is there somebody out there that's willing to sign up for that can come in and compete with Jackson Owen behind Maluski? I don't know what I mean. If Peter Michon makes it to campus, where does he play?
Yeah.
So there's certainly some. I don't think they really need a whole lot more. Do you go after another outfielder?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the case. They got so many right now, but I guess it just depends on the draft. But a catcher, I would definitely consider going after one more veteran guy that could be a good backup, good like a Joe Powell, Johnny Long type guy. And then I believe they go after one more pitcher, and that should solidify your pitching staff. So they're very close, but I think there's definitely a chance that they wait until after the draft to see how the smoke clears and see what their needs are, because there's going to be some players available still.
Yeah. This is fun. I mean, right now, let's say they survive the draft relatively intact, right? And I mean, to me, that would mean, you know, you lose your high school guys. I don't think that's avoidable. But you don't lose Beavis. You don't lose Teal. You don't lose Hickson. I'm trying to think of who, Sieri. If Sieri were to come back, if Sullivan were to come back, we're to the point now with what they've done that you can make a very strong case this is the preseason number one team in the nation.
I mean, it's a very good roster, objectively very good roster. It's arguably the best transfer portal class in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some players that you got back from last year's team. It, to me, unquestionably, right now it's a top five team. I don't think you can argue against it. If you break down this lineup and you look at the numbers and what this lineup has done, whether it be in Power Four or SEC or whatever – the lineup is very scary. It's a very scary lineup to try to get through from a power standpoint, from a average OBP, whatever. It's a very difficult lineup to get through. And then you look at the pitchers that they have and just the pure stuff. I mean, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody that's throwing below 92 that Mississippi State puts out there on the mound. And you got guys coming from all walks of life. You got SEC pitchers. You got guys that have come from Virginia that were weekend starters in the ACC. We're talking about who's going to be on the starting rotation, and some of those guys that aren't in the starting rotation, what do you do with them?
Yeah.
So it's a very well balanced, and it's the floor has been risen, and it's also the ceiling's gone up for this roster.
Yeah.
You've gotten deeper. We talked about the depth last year of this team's offense.
Yeah, this one's
and
deep.
How it had gotten deeper. And I thought they did. I thought the offense was really good this
year. It was
year.
Good last year, yeah.
This is a different kind of good. This is an elite, potentially an elite offensive lineup that should be better defensively just by default because they're going to be coached better. No offense, but this is going to be a much better, fundamentally sound, system that they have, and they're going to be better offensively. And I feel like now you've given some toys to Justin Parker that he didn't have.
Yeah. The only question I have about this team right now, my guess is it will answer itself pretty quickly, but like, I can't just point to a guy right now and say, that's your closer. That's the only thing. Like, I don't know who that's going to be. I think, McPherson's probably going to end up being a starter, but man, I think he'd be a really good closer if they decided to push him into that role. And
they got some guys. I mean, there's some guys that they picked up out of the transfer portal that I think have that potential too. And the good news is, like, you have several possibilities there. Not, could if you get Hicks into school, could he play that role? Could he be a closer potentially?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with William Kirk? That's a guy that was probably going to be a Saturday starter for Virginia, but he can. He's a guy that could probably pitch high leverage situations.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many possibilities, and I can't wait to break this thing down. I'm going to wait to break down the roster after the draft because I want to know exactly what State has.
Yeah.
And at that point, you can start pointing to roles, potential roles, who's in the starting lineup. I just think this is going to be really fun. I think State fans are going to be really excited to be all in on baseball again. Because you're going to have a real team that has the potential to do some huge things. And it's been a few years since we've seen that, and that's exciting.
When you think about the lineup, you talked about the depth and how, it's going to be 1 through 9. It's going to be so tough. I just remember 2016, and you had a team where Brent Rooker was batting 7th or 8th most games because you just had so many guys in that. And it was just impossible. It was basically impossible to get through 1 through 9 without giving up some damage. And just on paper right now, we got to see it in practice. But that's where this team kind of looks like it is. So you're right. It should be the fun should be back at Duty Noble Field this fall. I'm very excited to watch this team perform. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, and the Older Brother, the place to find only the fanciest of sandwiches. We love both of those restaurants. Robbie, that's the thing about, remember the old Hair Club for Men commercials? And like, I'm not just the president of the Hair Club for Men. I'm also a client. Well, that's what we are here. We're not just, advertising for Two Brothers and the Older Brother. We eat there pretty often. We would eat there more often, but I'm still trying to lose weight. But other than that, like, if I was just, I could just go, I'd just be at Two Brothers almost every day. And the other days I'm not, I'd be at the Older Brother because the food is good and I like to eat there. And you will too. And so does Robbie.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
I love it.
Very good. If you want to enjoy a fantastic meal in Starkville, just head to the Cotton District and make your choice. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, new laptops, whatever it is, so you can get a great product. But then most importantly, when something goes wrong, and hey, it's a machine, something's going to go wrong eventually, you know that you can trust in getting service after the sale. That's what 50 years of experience gets for you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. We are just a few weeks away. I think it's 8 more Saturdays to the start of college football here in the SEC. And my goodness, if you haven't gotten your gear for game day yet, the time to do it is now at Maroon & Co. MaroonCo.com if you're not going to be in Starkville. The biggest and best selection of Mississippi State merchandise that you can find. Everything you need for game day. You need new polo, new hat, new t-shirts, they got it. If you need stuff for the car to let everybody know on the way up, hey, I'm a Bulldog, they got it. If you need something for your tailgate, they've got it. It's all right there at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply in-store or online. Next time you're in Starkville, when you need to, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. If you're out in the yard this weekend and you're slaving away out there, it's so hot, you're thinking, man, I would love to have gotten this done a little quicker. You need John Deere power. You need it to get it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Make quick work of that lawn with a John Deere commercial mower. The John Deere Gator can get you around your property with no problems. And, of course, for the big jobs, the John Deere tractors are available. 0% financing on those tractors and on those mowers. 2.5% financing on the Gators. Great deals to be had. Everything you need to do around the house, they've got the fix for you at Scruggs Farm, Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Robbie, as we sit here, 7 days from today, I'll be in a car with Richard Cross, unfortunately. But I will be on my way to SEC Media Days in Atlanta. We'll have to figure out our podcasting schedule around that, but we'll make it work. Looking ahead, who does State take to that? Shapen will certainly go back, but Isaac Smith feels like a pretty good candidate. But your third guy, you could throw any name out there to me, and I'll believe you. Devon Booth?
That might be a good one.
I think he's interesting because you could talk to him about, you know, the Pavia rule.
Yeah, yeah. I think Isaac Smith is certainly – that's still there. Like a slam dunk. He's a great representative from Mississippi State, and he's a great talker. And Blake Shapen's solid too.
Shapen will certainly come back. I can't imagine that he wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's your quarterback.
Hopefully not wearing a powder blue suit this year.
Yeah, let's maybe wear a maroon.
Somebody, just wear a gray suit. I don't care, but not powder blue, Blake. Let's not make that happen.
Do they usually wait this late to announce?
Well, we got another week. I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't seen anybody announce, though. So maybe, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the SEC makes like a special out of it or something.
Oh, God. Let's get another set of programming. We can't get SEC takeover taken care of. We got that.
Let me ask you this. Let's go through each team in the conference, and I'll ask you if you think they bring their quarterback. All right?
Okay.
Well, Alabama technically still up in the air, right? They wouldn't bring Ty Simpson, would they?
No, I don't think they have that really solidified.
All right. Does Arkansas bring Talon Green? I think they will.
I think you got to.
Okay. All right. Does Jackson?
I don't know who else they would bring. Like, I don't really know anyone else from Arkansas that I would.
I don't know any of their players. Yeah. Does Auburn bring Jackson Arnold?
That's an interesting one. Did he pretty much win that job already?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we know, but.
Yeah, that's his job. The only question I have, what happens if Auburn's day coincides with the day that Hugh Freeze has a tee time?
That's the question.
Problem.
He could just slide over. What's close to Atlanta? What kind of golf course?
Augusta. Surely he can get into Augusta, can't he?
I don't know if he's got that kind of pull.
And, you know, just make a phone call on his non-burner phone. Florida. Surely Lagway's coming, right?
Lagway's 100% going.
Does Gunnar Stockton come from Georgia?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think at this point we pretty much know it's him.
Yeah. Does Zach Calzada come from Kentucky?
Oh, God.
Stoops is probably not bringing a quarterback.
No, that's probably he's probably got a safety in there, defensive lineman, and an offensive lineman.
There you go. Nussmeier certainly will be there.
100%.
Okay. Austin Simmons? I bet Kiffin brings him.
Yeah, you know, they're really high on him.
Yeah.
Have been from the start.
And it's his job. So.
And he is a very, like, he's a very good, like, personality. Like,
he's interesting, yeah.
He's tempered. He doesn't really, he's not too high or too low. That's a guy I think they would certainly consider. Right.
I don't think Missouri brings Bo Pribula. I could be wrong. No. Just feels like.
Running back.
That'll be a. Who's that kid? Ahmad Hardy, right?
Call for them.
Ooh, Coleman could easily come.
And then maybe a linebacker.
They got a lot. Jalen Catalan plays for them. I bet he comes. He's been around the conference.
Yeah, he's been around for a while.
All right. John Mateer is coming from Oklahoma, I would think.
You would think so.
Okay. Sellers will be there from South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Does Tennessee bring Aguiar? I bet they don't. They would bring.
No, him, but
they won't bring Aguiar. Because you have a lot of questions.
He just got there.
Yeah. Arch will be there.
Yes.
All right.
Arch could probably, at this point, just put him at the podium and let him speak.
Let him talk.
Sarkisian.
Yeah. And let Sarkisian talk. Marcel Reed, I could see Elko not bringing a quarterback.
Yeah.
You bring Le'Veon Moss and a lineman and somebody from the defense.
Is Moss still there?
Yeah, he got another year.
He was there last year.
Yeah, but he got hurt.
No, but he was at Media Days.
Was he? Okay, well then
I'm
maybe
pretty sure.
He comes back? I don't know.
He probably will come back.
And then Pavia will certainly be there. And he'll be one
oh,
of those.
God, that...
His press conference, his moment at the podiums will be huge. People will want to talk to him.
It might be between him and Arch on who's going to be the most.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. Looking ahead, States Day is on Wednesday in Atlanta. So obviously we'll have a lot of coverage there for Sports Talk Mississippi. And of course, at On Three. What days will you be in Atlanta, Tuesday and Wednesday?
It depends on when we're going to eat.
I think we're going, you know what, I'll check on that right now for you. As soon as we get off this podcast, I will shoot a text to
if we go eat at whatever day that is,
if
I
we're
will
going,
make sure I will
if
stay
we're
in
going to where
Atlanta.
We went to Atlanta a couple years ago, you want to make this one.
Yeah, I wasn't at the one in Atlanta, so
it's fantastic. It is without question, in my opinion, the best meal I've ever had. Is number
over
one. It's number one on my list.
Where was that at?
Kevin Rathbun's.
Oh.
You
I've
just
heard
look
a
at the
good
menu.
thing.
You look at the menu. You figure it out. You'll be all right. So
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, media days. Like I said, a week. We start starting a week from today. If you're listening on Monday, Ole Miss is on Monday. They'll be an interesting team. I don't have the full schedule of them. Let me see if I can find it here.
Have they put times on it? Because
Kind of. Yeah.
I'm
So
looking at the days, but I don't see.
Here's how it goes. So LSU and Ole Miss are in the morning on Monday, so we get Kelly and Kiffin on the same. Let's go. And then South Carolina and Vandy are in the afternoon. Tuesday morning is Auburn, Georgia. Tuesday afternoon is Tennessee, Texas. Wednesday. This is what I'm talking about. Maybe this isn't accurate then, because they've got the way they've got it lined up. Maybe this is just alphabetical. I think
Yeah.
it's just alphabetical because I reached out to State and because I thought looking at this that State was in the afternoon, but I was told State's in the morning.
We usually are in the morning.
Yeah. State's day is Alabama, Florida, Mississippi State, and Oklahoma. That's Wednesday. Thursday, I feel bad for the guys who have to stay all 4 days. Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Texas A&M.
Ugh.
They couldn't even leave.
Boring.
Couldn't even leave like Alabama. They could have easily had a more interesting team there on Thursday, but goodness. So we'll see how all that goes. So that's a week from today. We will be in Atlanta, Georgia. All right, guys. Tomorrow's show, SEC preview. Did we just say who are we doing this week? It's Oklahoma, right? Or did we just did Oklahoma? Is
Who
that
are we
right?
going to do?
We did Oklahoma. We did Oklahoma
We did
last week.
Arkansas.
No, we did Oklahoma. We did Oklahoma last week before you left. We did Oklahoma.
Okay.
You're right. So Texas.
Sure.
All right, we'll do the Longhorns tomorrow.
Did we not already pick a team to do SEC preview?
I don't remember who we picked though, because it's been too long.
We're going to have to start writing these things.
I know who we've done and we haven't done. I'll put it that way. But we'll just do Texas. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.